cradle.
Not a cradle, but something that you can push.
Go-kart.
A go-kart?
Yeah.
Now, I'm talking about something that you put
baby
on.
Baby buggy.
Baby buggy? And you'd call it a baby carriage.
Yeah. They got all kinds of them, ain't they?
All right, if you were to put a baby into one of these baby buggies, you would say you were taking him out. What do you do with him when you put him in there and take him out?
Oh,
right.
He's hypnotized.
All right. Fine. That's got it. Exercise.
Done with.
You got it. That was all right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
What do you call
it? Everyone got it right.
Both of you. You know, whatever you say is right. Mm-hmm. I mean, see, whatever you use is what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Whichever word that either one of you use.
If it's a double fact.
Yeah, that's right. If you use a different one from him, that just makes me know that much more. So you go ahead and tell me.
And then maybe if the fella don't understand one, you know what that means.
Yeah.
All right, what do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
All right. All right, what do you say when a child is similar in appearance to his parent? To a parent, what do you say?
I never understood that.
I'm sorry. Sometimes children are similar to their parents in the way they look.
Favorites.
All right.
Yeah.
That's right.
What about when they behave like their parents? What do you call it?
Behave.
Just behave like the parents?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, do you ever use the term takes after or favors for that?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
When he acts like his parents?
Yeah, he takes after your parents. Mm-hmm. Takes after your parents.
What about features or resembles?
Features.
Oh,
yeah.
Features.
Yeah, favorites.
Favor is what you...
Uh-huh.
What about a woman who helps at childbirth?
Lost one.
A woman who helps, you know, with childbirth, just a woman.
That's a midwife.
All right, now what do you call it?
A woman having a baby.
Yeah.
Midwife.
No, now you said your father was, you know, this morning when you were talking to me, you said your father was off after the... The what?
Headwise.
No, after the granny doctor.
Yeah, granny.
That's what you call it. All right, now that's what you said.
But the barber gives it midwife.
All right.
I know the barber gives it.
We never read of it. No doctor ever tending a woman of giving birth to a baby and the barber.
That's right.
Yeah. They always use midwife, they call it.
I call it first
granny. The granny woman. These old granny women now, I'd rather have one of them if I was sick as hell for the best doctor there is.
Now, you call them a granny woman or a granny doctor?
Either one. Everybody knows what you're talking about, and you talk about a granny.
All right.
That's a woman who knows it all.
What are you, a grandfather?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You both
know. Yeah. I've got great-grandchildren.
What are some funny names? What's a funny name or some funny names that you use when you're talking about a country person? What's a funny name for a country person?
He's got the country in him.
Country guy.
Country guy.
Country guy.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't get the country out of a country fella.
But you call him a country guy, so you're making fun of his being from the country.
No, we're not making fun of him.
No.
You call him a country guy, he ain't a country guy.
Well, now, what if you were making fun of him?
I ain't making fun of nobody.
All right. Well, now, you're a nice person. You wouldn't do that, would you?
No.
All right, but suppose somebody did make fun of somebody.
Wait a minute. You don't know who's boy.
All right. All right. Have you ever heard the term cracker?
Cracker.
Yeah.
A cracker.
Soda cracker.
Not a soda cracker, but a cracker.
No, regular guy.
He's a real...
Regular man guy.
All right. And you use that... What's some funny names for a city person?
City guy.
No, you don't call him crazy, do you?
Smart.
I
don't
call him crazy. Like you say.
No, what's a funny name...